Crusader Chronicles. The year 1153. The armies of the Christian West have delivered Jerusalem from the infidel. In a humble English monastery, the chronicler of the first great crusade lies dying. This is the story of that man's life.
Must be Dawn.
Is it? She does a very good impression of a cockerel, doesn't she?
No. That must be the Dawn.
Oh, I see.
The old man wakes.
Oh, well, didn't die in his sleep then,
huh? Absalom, my son.
Yes.
The tale of Sir Giles. Where was I?
Well, you were right at the very end, Father. You were just about to say, and then they all lived happily ever after when you dropped off.
Was I?
Yes.
I don't think he was.
No, I remember now. I had told you, had I not, of our journey to the Holy Land.
At some length.
Through the deserts and cities of Asia Minor and to the great Christian army that was besieging Antioch.
Yes, you're nowhere near the end, are you?
It will be the finest gathering of noble lords ever seen.
What will?
Antioch.
Oh, that. How do you know?
I have had a vision, brother.
No?
I dreamt of Bohemond, the great Christian lord, standing full glorious before the city. And around him, his heroic followers. And about them, the Lord of Hosts, our Father, stood with an army of angels. And the heavens descended unto the earth, and the sky turned crimson. And I was filled with a great rage and desire to smite the infidel Turk, who appeared before me as a great multitude of insect life and larvae.
You've been eating those funny colored berries again, haven't you?
My lord, Sir Giles!
Strongbow, scout of the valleys. What's amiss?
There, my lord, below the horizon, half a league distant, a train of camels.
Goodly news indeed, O noble Celt. Let us parley with them, that they might provide us with some supper, and then perhaps guide us to Antioch.
The camels turned out to be Jewish merchants. At least, the men who were leading them were Jewish. But camels might have been Jewish, too. I don't know. I shouldn't think they were merchants, though.
Oh,
I
do get on with it.
Anyway, that night we sat and talked with the merchants whose bountiful generosity was surpassed only by their bountiful wealth.
More chicken soup, anyone?
Oh, we have eaten our fill at your table. We can eat no more. Thank you.
Eat a little more, surely.
Mm. Tell us of Antioch.
Ah, such a city. We had hoped to meet with Scheherazade, the anointed deity of Palestine, but it was not to be.
Scheherazade?
Yes, she is said to possess great beauty, but because we are Jews, we could not even enter the city.
Oh, that's terrible.
That, Walter, is what is to be expected of the infidel.
It was your Christian lord, Bohemond, who would not allow it. We even offered him our gold.
Oh, you've got gold, have you?
Still, to suffer is the badge of our tribe. Come, I will show you where you may sleep tonight.
Oh, you are most kind.
That night I slept the sleep of the innocent. But as I slept, treachery awoke and gave me a swift kick in the ribs.
Walter, come on.
Wake up, we're leaving.
Leaving, but it's still dark.
Shut up and carry these bags.
Why? What's in them?
Keep your voice down.
It's gold. You're robbing them.
Yes, and if you don't shut up, they'll catch us.
This is monstrous. These people have just rescued us from starvation, and now you repay them by stealing their savings?
Shut up.
I will not. I'm going to tell Sir Giles.
Come along, Walter. You're slowing us down.
Sir Giles, you're not robbing these goodly folk as well.
Well, yes, I suppose you could look at it like that, but as Friar Robert says, they did crucify our Lord, so really they're getting off pretty lightly.
Well, I'm having no part of this. Hey, wake up!
Oh! Well done, Friar Robert.
Aye, it was for his own good.
Put him on the back of one of the camels.
Yes, Sir Giles.
I regained consciousness much later in a fearful mood, but was eventually won over to the justice of the previous night's actions by the promise of a 13-dinar share from the ill-gotten gains. 3 days later, we arrived at the siege of Antioch,
Kibbutz, Dina Rapan, lovely fresh bananas. Avocados, free for a Dina. All right, mate, don't squeeze them.
I wasn't squeezing them, I was just seeing if they were right.
That's what I say to the missus every night, Gov. Nice one, be lucky. Lovely, juicy plums, come on.
It was as though a new city had grown and surrounded the old. Miles and miles of Christian dwellings were pitched before the Muslim stronghold.
Really?
As far as the eye could see and beyond. And here, at last, we felt at home.
Fascinating.
We were amongst friends, crusaders, God's army.
Roll up, roll up. Come and see them, the terrible twins. The bearded lady and the fat lady. You won't believe your eyes.
Here, what's this bearded lady then?
A bearded lady, my inquisitive Welsh friend, is perhaps the most shocking thing you have ever seen. The bearded lady is a lady with a beard.
Oh, amazing. What's the fat lady then?
Well, may you ask, sir. Well, may you ask. Strange as it may sound, the fat lady is a lady who's fat.
That is weird.
Lady who's fat, is
he? You should see the short man, he's brilliant.
Is he by any chance a man who's short?
Oh, you've seen him.
No, just guessing.
Lord, have mercy on them. They are here in Jesus' name to defend the word of our Father. And look at them. They are no better than the merchant who defiled God's temple with their stalls and their greed. And bugger me if I haven't been looking for a set of candlesticks like that for ages.
Dual purpose tea towels, dual purpose tea towels. Dry your dishes with them, then wear them on your buds.
Well, there certainly seems to be the opportunities here for the enterprising businessman.
Yes, it's astounding to think that anyone could be so dim-witted as to fall for any of this puerile patter. Oh, hello, Giles. We were just talking about you. What is that?
It's a hamper. Four place settings, wine goblets, cutlery. A handy container for salads. Only 5 dina. I thought it might come in useful for a picnic.
A picnic? Lord have mercy, you'll be buying a badminton set next.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen one, have you?
Right, Ben, I'm going to make contact with Vermont. Leslie, why don't you and the others make camp over by the West Gate and we'll rendezvous there at sundown?
Yes, maybe we could have a picnic.
Leaving the others under Sir Leslie's command, Sir Giles and I ventured into the hectic maelstrom of the Crusader camp, where, within minutes, close beside a large red tent, we found ourselves lost. Within the tent, a busy debate ensued.
That's
an interesting perspective, Sam. But I think by responding in a stereotypically violent manner, we merely mirror the very decaying aristocracy we're striving to eradicate.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. Very clever for someone who used to model armour.
I think Dan's right, Sam.
Oh, yeah, and why is that, Isabel? Because of the undeniable correctness of his opinion? Or because he's 6'2", lantern-jawed, and you fancy the pantaloons off him?
Words and ideas aren't cheap. They cost money. We need a benefactor to fund our work.
Oh, the aristocracy are the only ones with money.
Exactly. Where are we going to find an aristocrat stupid enough to fund an organisation dedicated to wiping out everything he stands for?
I'm not lost, Walter. I'm just not at all sure where we are, that's all. And we shall ask the goodly people in this tent to, sorry.
Is there something you want here? Sorry, brother. Can we help you?
Oh. Your brow, it sort of crinkles up when you're puzzled. It's really rather lovely.
Did you want something?
Well, yes, we're looking for the tent of Berman. Such a pretty little nose, so pretty. Berman's tent lies to the west of the east gate, friend. But tarry a while, talk. Perhaps you would like to join us in our fight.
Fight? Against whom?
Against the fat, bloated corpse of decay and corruption that dares to call itself nobility.
Ah.
What's your name, brother?
My name? Sir...
Errol.
What?
Sir Errol.
Sir Errol?
Yes, unusual name, isn't it? And I'm Walter. Again, quite unusual. Anyway, look, we must dash. We've got a meeting with a fat, bloated corpse.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Sir Giles de Bourneville.
You know him?
Know him. He was a guest at my Lord of Chester's last Yuletide. He's stupid, he's rich, and I'd say he's taken a shine to sibling Isabel here.
Ha ha. Then no more but this. Sister, you shall use your wiles that nature hath bestowed upon your person and lure our lovesick lord unto an alliance of body and mind that shall reward our movement hereafter.
What?
Shag him and rob him.
Oh, I see. Oh. Well, if the cause demands such a sacrifice...
Yes, it does.
Then I am willing to give of myself.
Sir Giles was completely unaware of the fate that awaited him. Indeed, the foul enchantress had already begun to work her magic upon my noble lord.
Nose water is a sort of little
turny-uppy
thing.
Yep.
Her eyes like little rock pools of blue sea.
Mm.
And her hair, like a waterfall of gold.
Yeah. Do you think she goes?
What?
Well, I mean, I know she was a bit stuck up just then, but even so...
Stuck up? Think she goes? Walter, I have chanced upon an emotion that far transcends any of the base feelings that may flit around your fetid imagination. I have found a maiden of purity and innocence. She is the embodiment of femininity, of womankind, and I love her.
Oh, I see. Well, you ought to get a snog out of her, then.
Meanwhile, in a tent no more than a stone's throw away, Sir Leslie was about to invest his ill-gotten gains in yet another fruitless venture.
All right, Sir Leslie, Governor. You want to buy Finger of Christ? Very genuine, only one in ten.
Yes, well, if, as you say, this is a Finger of Christ, I think you'll find the rest of the Lord's limbs are lying about the floor in Ali's abattoir next door. But this is a sausage.
All right, how about this, then?
What's that?
The chalice from the Last Supper, Holy Grail. Only one of its kind in the world, praise Buddha.
The Holy Grail, eh? Yes, well, this looks genuine enough. Ah, except the stand's just snapped off the bottom.
What? Now, give it here. I have another one out the back.
Mr. Azim.
Wasim, please.
Wasim, the only reason I came into this hovel in the first place is because you assured me that you had in your possession a treasure so rare a king's ransom could not purchase it, but that as I had a lucky face, you'd maybe let it go for 50 dinars.
Look, Governor, I level with you, okay? When I see you steal the begging bowl from the blind man, I say to myself, Wasim! Wasim Aziz, I says, here is the man sent to you by Providence.
What are you talking about, you one-eyed, half-witted git?
You have a great sense of humor, you Christian guys. You crack me up. Governor, my friend, you have heard, I take it, of Scheherazade, the matriarch of Antioch.
Scheherazade, known to some as the mother of all souls and to others as the three-breasted lady of Antioch.
Yeah, she's got a beard too, you know. Fantastic, and she's worth every penny.
And currently resides in Antioch, a city owned by some rather tough Muslims.
There you are, hitting the nail right on top of the nutshell. Antioch will hold out for many years yet, and the people, you know, they have grown tired of Scheherazade. But here, amongst the Christians, if I could steal the Blessed Madonna from the city and set up shop here, there would be a killing to be made for me and for a partner.
And how much of a killing are we looking at?
Give or take the initial setup course, we could be looking at a two-way split of half a million.
Half a million? Wasim Aziz, you've got yourself a partner.
Excellent! But, Governor, you know, the costs, 50 dinar, there is a garrison to be bribed.
Yes, well, don't you worry about that, bulbous-nosed one. I think I know where I might be able to lay my hands on a hatful of dinar.
Excellent, excellent! A drink, my friend, to the health of Sir Leslie Cudworthy, a man who will soon take his cut from half a million.
Yes, but not before Wasim, as is. Eh? Eh?
Funny, funny guy. Europe, oh, what a brilliant continent. I hope to go there soon.
That evening, Leslie returned to camp with a song in his step and a spring in his heart. Oh, no, wait a minute. Heart in his...
Yes, yes, I've got the picture.
You know.
Has he washed those parrots?
Yeah, I'll give him a wipe over. I'll put the bladder in now.
No.
Oh, no, me again.
Ah, Walter. Busily cooking away, I see. How are you, Walt? How's old Waltie?
What are you after?
I cannot a night inquire of a lowly scrivener whether his health be in good order or no.
No.
Hmm. Ah, Robert, I was just saying, doesn't that smell good? I dare say he's conjured us another rare speciality for our grateful spleens.
You're right, lad. The bastard's after something.
Well, that just about cuts it, doesn't it? You try and bring a little happiness into people's lives, and they just turn around and spit in your eyes.
What you want?
Have you ever heard of Scheherazade, the three-breasted lady of Antioch?
Yeah.
While Leslie laid the plans for his money-making scheme, Sir Giles de Lovesick wandered aimlessly in the dusky night, composing delicate love poems to his paramour.
Decapitate a million Turks, I'd disembowel a Jew, I'd slash and cut and stab them all if I could but kiss you. Donnie, no. I'd gouge out eyes and pull off tongues, I'd burn and maim and kill.
Help! Oh, help! I am in peril! Help!
Who goes there? What ho?
Help! Help me, please! Oh, good sir, this man here assaulted mine honour.
Hey, I was just walking me dog. What are you talking about? It's you.
Oh, Sir Ariel. Hello.
Assaulted her, did you?
Assaulted her? I wasn't even looking at her.
Oh, foul villain. Off with your head.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh.
There. I don't think he'll be bothering you anymore, Mistress...
Isabel.
Isabel. Well, well. Isobel.
That's a very impressive weapon you have there.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't normally get it out in front of a lady, but... Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Isabel.
Isabel who?
Isabel louder than a knocker.
Oh, that's very good. It's rare to find such a strong, powerful man with a sense of humor.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, I think sense of humor is very important. Indeed, my brother tells me that all my men find me extremely funny. Apparently, they never stop laughing at me.
A sense of humor and a sense of right and wrong.
Oh, indeed, yes. My father always impressed upon me the importance of a strict moral code.
I expect he's very proud of your work here.
Sadly, no. He died of syphilis some time ago.
Oh, how sad. Tell me, Sir Ariel, is there a certain mistress waiting for you? Back home in Albion, I mean.
Well, there's Mother, of course.
I meant as someone with whom you're more intimately acquainted.
Oh, I see. Oh, gosh. No. Why do you ask?
I can deceive you no longer. I am Cupid's slave. I love thee, Cyril. I love thee as the moon loveth the stars, as the heavens loveth the earth, as the sun loveth the irregular patterns of a knitted sweater. I love thee, love thee.
Oh. Does this mean I can get a snog out of you, then?
This Scarlet Witch used her womanly wile and guile to weave a web of revolutionary deceit around poor, hapless Giles de Bourneville.
Mm, did she?
While in our little tent by the west gate, Leslie attempted much the same with us. Not using his womanly wile, you understand.
Hmm?
Just the guile bit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Leslie's womanly. Oh, no, of course not.
No.
No, just that he...
Look, it's getting quite late, actually.
Then, with Wasim's help, we shall lead her through the back streets of Antioch, then take her to the city walls, where Strongbow here will be waiting with a ladder. Mm-hmm. Then, with her safely out of the city, we set up here and start to rake in the profits. So, if you're in with me, lads...
Lads?
All I need is your faith, your commitment, lads, and your share of the gold we took from the merchants. Well... Come on. You can't expect something for nothing. If you want a share of the profits, you'll have to make an investment. Where's the gold?
Well, we haven't got it.
What do you mean you haven't got it?
Spent it.
Spent it where?
At the fair.
What, all of it?
Went to see the fat lady.
The fat lady?
That's rather good.
Well, what about you, Friar Robert? Did you also go to see the fat lady?
Bearded lady.
The bearded lady. Hopeless.
We can give you our faith and commitment.
Stuff the commitment. Commitment doesn't buy off the Turks. Faith won't bribe the guards. If we're to bring Scheherazade out of the city tonight, I need hard cash now.
Good evening to you, brother. Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Hello. My friends, tonight you may notice a change in me, but this is as nothing compared to what is to come. Tomorrow, good friends, I shall do something I have never done before.
I told you she was on for it.
Tomorrow, I say goodbye to the debauched lust for material wealth. Gold, money, these things mean nothing to me now. Tomorrow I intend to set up a collective for labourer and peasant alike. I shall plead for the emancipation of the peasant. I shall demand a decentralisation of power. And I shall fight for the rights of women where they are abused.
Giles, have you ever heard of Scheherazade, the oppressed nun of Antioch?
It took Leslie no more than 3 minutes to convince Sir Giles that Scheherazade was a sister of mercy held against her will in the city by an evil conjurer from Jaffa. In this way, he was not only able to secure the necessary finance he needed to save his clan, but also to recruit the valuable presence of Giles himself to the raiding party. Later that night, we crept to the foot of the city walls.
Right. Strongbow. You're to stay here at the foot of the tower and make sure that little Shiite Wasim doesn't run out on us with the booty.
Right, you Umboyo.
You leave them to me.
Strongbow was as good as his word and conscientiously guarded the foot of the tower from a tavern at the far end of the camp. Meanwhile, completely unaware that their rears were now exposed.
Stop it, Absalom.
Within the city, the gallant Giles and his companions had arrived at the most sacred shrine, wherein dwelt the fabled matriarch and holy woman of Antioch, Scheherazade.
The Jigger-Jig Tavern, girls, 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 live show three times a night.
Wasim,
this isn't what we expected.
Well,
it's better than I expected. Come on, let's go in.
If this is the place where the oppressed nun is being held, then it is imperative that we rescue her.
Not so fast, boys. I go first. Do all the talking, okay? My brother owns this place. Everything be okay.
Your brother?
Ali, my brother. It's me, Wasim. How are you today?
Wasim, you are bad. I told you never to come back.
Ali, I'm your brother. Let me in. I brought customers, Christian knights.
You are bad.
Your mother was a stinking three-legged camel.
She was your mother as well.
Take care not to insult my mother.
Be gone, Wasim, and take the infidel dogs with you before I call out the garrison.
Dog of an Arab, cur of a Turk, I kill you. My brother, great guy, we go back years. Listen, my friends, I take you around the stage door. We see Scheherazade, private show, eh?
Yes, yes, the sooner we can whisk the fair damsel away from this den of iniquity, the better. Lead on.
Could we not see the show first and then whisk her away?
We haven't time, sweetheart. Lead on, valiant brother.
This way, gents. She's in here.
Who is it?
Princess, it is I, Wasim.
I've told you before, Wasim, no more free jigger-jig.
I brought you visitors, very fine Christian gentlemen.
Hello, crusader. Want a nice time?
Oh, dear. Wasim, she's rather less virtuous than you led us to believe.
I think she's beautiful.
Yes, right. Well, let's get weaving, shall we? Walter, check the coast is clear. My brother and I shall guide the deity to safety.
Get your hands off.
Robert, leave her alone and go with Walter.
Oh, what about the show?
There will be no show.
Oh.
We are here to deliver this poor creature from all of that.
What's the on about?
Don't trouble yourself, princess.
She doesn't seem very willing, does she?
She's forgotten we were coming.
I didn't know you was coming.
Silly girl, shut up now.
The streets are thick with Turkish soldiers.
Apparently somebody's tipped them off that we were here to kidnap Scheherazade.
Wasim!
I know nothing about it, honest.
Come, men! We must fight our way out. To arms, death or glory calls. Charge!
Yes, there is rather a lot of them, isn't there?
It's about 100, did I not say?
Behold, the infidels have hold of the lady with three breasts.
Who were?
Seize them!
Oh, my God! Run!
We scattered in all directions. Wasim swiftly departed with Scheherazade in tow. Robert and I gave chase and pursued him through a maze of back streets that he seemed to know, as 'twere, the back of his own hand. Within minutes, he had arrived at the ladder we had used to enter the city and descended.
Oh, look, lad. He's made off with your ladder. There's no way down. We're trapped.
Wasim, you little sneak. Come back here. Strongbow, where are you?
Oh, what's the use, lad? We've had a fair old run for our money. What say we go back down and go out fighting with Sir Giles and Leslie, eh?
Yeah, not bloody likely, matey. I'd sooner jump.
Jump? Och, lad. You'd break your wee neck. It must be all of 60 feet to the bottom.
Oh, that's all right. You can go first and break the fall.
That's an idea.
Oh!
And thus we made our escape.
Off a 60-foot drop? How?
With Strongbow absent from his post, Wasim and Scheherazade, as had always been their intent, stole away and made for Constantinople. Isabel's love for Giles was, of course, as heartfelt as her political beliefs, and within 2 hours of his disappearance, she had deserted her revolutionary colleagues and moved in with the violent Bohemond.
You're making all this up.
But of the brothers de Bourneville, we had no news. And happily, sadly, concluded that they must have perished in securing our escape. But we were wrong. How wrong we were.
5 minutes, boys.
Oh, no, not again. This is the fifth time tonight. I wish they'd just killed us.
With Scheherazade fled from the city, Ali had realized that a new act was needed to keep his military clientele entertained.
5 minutes, okay?
It's not so bad, brother. Have strength and take it like a man.
Yes, I've been taking it like a man for the last 3 weeks. That's the problem. Why can't you be the wheelbarrow this time round?
Because I'm the eldest and I have a better control over my personage. Anyway, you have to admit we're very popular. We're getting better houses than Scheherazade. Oh, and look at this.
What is it?
It's a poster. Ali dropped it in earlier.
The Gemini twins, Lords of Love?
That was my idea.
Well, I should have top billing. I'm the prettier one.
Okay, boys. They're ready for you. And, hey, it's another full house.
Oh, Lord. Here's my fig leaf straight.
You look fab.
Oh, well. Let's get it over with.
It was to be another 3 long months before Antioch fell.
3 months.
Imagine my surprise to find the brothers de Bourneville alive and well and sharing a flat in the Latin Quarter of the city. Reunited once more, our band of valiant adventurers set forth for Jerusalem. But from that day onwards, the brothers never would speak of the horrors they had endured at the hands of the Turks and of each other.
The Crusader Chronicles starred Hugh Grant as Sir Giles, Michael Aldrich as Old Walter, Andy Taylor as Young Walter, Chris Lang as Sir Leslie, Simon Greenall as Friar Robert and Strabo, Christopher Ryan as Wazim Aziz, Brian Bowles as the Merchant, Rebecca Front as Isabel, Chris Langham as Absalon, and Jeffrey Belden as the Monk. The script was written by Chris Lang, Andy Taylor, and Simon Greenall. The producer was Harry Thompson.